This meeting takes place at a time of grave concern in Northeast Asia amid the provocative attacks from North Korea. We are committed to our partners, and we are committed to the preservation of peace and stability in Northeast Asia and on the Korean Peninsula.
My biggest mistake was not abiding by what I truly believe, and that is that people who are involved and have the privilege to serve the public should have a higher standard in terms of following the rules. These rules, even though it doesn't amount, in my opinion, to a censure, are so important to the individual, so important to the House, and so important to the integrity of the Congress as a whole. To rely on staff does not relieve me of any of the responsibilities.
The clear headline here is that Continental Airlines was criminally responsible for that crash which killed 113 people back in 2000. You may remember that an investigation showed that a piece of metal fell off the Continental Airlines DC-10 onto the runway. The Concorde ran over that at speed, burst the tire, debris hit the tank. That triggered a leak, a fire, which brought the plane down. So Continental Airlines is guilty of involuntary manslaughter and must pay a fine of around $260,000.
This is a fight. It broke out in the pregame tailgate in some sort of parking lot, I guess, before the USC-UCLA game Saturday. So this is not exactly your average drunken sports fan smack talk, although witnesses say the drinking started bright and early, 6:30 in the morning Saturday. Two people taken to the hospital with stab wounds after this melee.